15 minutes before the hour, 8 o'clock. It's a Wednesday, 16th day of July. Take the rain gear with you today. Going to be another misty rain day today. Wow, quite a little rainstorm last night caused Highway 14, Dayton to Burgess Junction, to close. About a half inch of rain in like an hour time, James.
Wow.
And
inch in an hour?
In an hour. And a little rock slide action. So careful. The US 14 is open now, but we've got some video of some of that rock slide on our website and Facebook page. If you happen to be going up the mountain this morning, be careful because you could see some residual rocks coming down on the road. So be safe. Will Ferrell, 58 today.
He's 50. Wow, I thought he was older than that.
Very funny.
I'll be honest with you.
Very funny guy. 1955, Disneyland in Anaheim, California opened on this date.
Yeah.
1957, U.S. Marine Major John Glenn flew a F-8U cruiser supersonic jet, California to New York, 3 hours, 23 minutes, new transcontinental speed record.
Future, what was he, senator?
Astronaut,
right?
Yeah.
And
senator,
astronaut,
yes.
Yeah.
Astronaut and senator.
By the way, speaking of Disneyland, did you see the video of the new animatronic Walt Disney that they're doing as part of the, I guess, the story of Walt Disney that they have at the actual theme park or whatever. You can take like a ride and it goes through. There's an animatronic Disney, Walt Disney, and it is scary.
Really?
There's one thing like that gets into the uncanny valley territory is what it's called, where it looks human, but it's, you know, it's not human. And it's just kind of creepy looking because of it. Just look up the video. This is bad for radio, but just look up the video. It's very creepy looking, and
really?
People like it. I mean, it looks better than the old version.
So on YouTube or something, we can check it out.
Yeah, but he's like, he does like.
So what
do
we got? What
do
we got?
Like stands up off of his desk, like he's leaning on his desk, and he stands up and he walks a little bit, and it looks very real. And okay. I hate every second of it because it scares me.
Do you like scary things?
Not like that. That one, it's
okay.
Like...
That's a creepy scary...
It's being forced upon me, and I don't know if I want to... I don't want more of this.
All right.
But so there is are, that like, on... scary movies. I enjoy some scary movies.
So is that on YouTube, then?
Yeah, it was just a clip that somebody posted. I think... I don't know if it was
so what
of...
do we got to... What do we got to search for to look at it?
Just look up... I'm sure it's Walt Disney animatronic. Yeah, it auto-completes.
Okay.
And it's a top story everywhere right now.
Okay. We'll check it out.
Terrifying. I can't even look at it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of, never have been a big fan of scary movies and that sort of thing, you know, because they just don't make sense, you know. It's like, let's run towards the, you know.
Well, that's the point. It's supposed to, it's got to, you know, here's the thing about, like, scary stuff. It's kind of like the only emotion apart from laughter that has to be kind of forced out of you. You know, like you can fake happy, you can fake sad, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
But fear is kind of like, it's hard to kind of fake that.
Yeah.
And it's hard to fake it without it being noticeable.
Okay.
Like fear can be genuine because you can kind of track it. Like if your heart starts racing, then you know you're scared.
Yeah. All right.
But I don't get that from Walt Disney here. It's more like, okay.
Well, if it scares you, it's going to scare a lot of little kids.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how kids would react to this.
All right. Okay. Anyway, moving on. Cherry day today.
Okay.
You like cherries?
I love cherries.
I do
cherries
too.
Are great.
Yeah. Fresh spinach day.
Okay.
Now, I need to eat some more of that. I don't eat any spinach. You know, it's not my favorite,
spinach
but,
is
I'll
my
eat it, but I'll eat
favorite.
It. You like? I know you do.
I don't do like canned or cooked spinach. I'll take it straight up.
Oh, canned?
No, terrible. Yeah. There's some canned, like.
Might as well go stick your head in some moss.
I'll do like
eat it.
Anything canned leafy. It's a big deal for me. But like canned carrots, you can get away with. Obviously, canned, you know, peaches and that sort of thing.
Guinea pig appreciation day today. You used to have guinea pigs.
Really?
When the kids were home.
Oh,
yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, we had guinea pigs. We had a big cage. Oh, yeah. They ran all over the place.
Those things are brutal to like, if you have wires around, I mean, they'll chew right through those things.
Trust me,
like
yes.
Nothing.
Went through many phone chargers.
Yeah.
Hot dog day. Yeah. I got to be in the right mood for it, though.
Today is hot dog day?
Yeah, today's hot dog day.
Been 2 weeks ago.
I don't know.
July 4th or whatever. At the hot dog eating contest.
Right. But today's hot dog day. I got to be in the right mood for it, and then I'll have a couple.
I don't know if hot dogs for me are like an event. Like an event.
I just don't look at the ingredients.
I mean, it's all just a mashup of other things.
I know it is.
But they're like, it's like, I'll have a hot dog at like a baseball game or a sporting event or something, or like a barbecue. Right. I don't know the last time I've had a hot dog at like home.
Right. I agree with you. Yeah. I'm with you. Personal chef day. Boy, wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, man. Shout out to all the personal chefs out there. I know. Maybe I can hire you for the cheap, you know, on low. Just have it. I'll have one for a week and see what happens.
Yeah. What's the what word pronunciation do you struggle with most? Do you have a word that you struggle with?
Oh, man. My Swap Shop listeners know this. Episcopal.
Episcopal. That's right.
It was Episcopal for a long Episcopal. Time for me.
Okay.
Episcopal. I have to, every time I read it, I have to say it to myself first and then say it out loud.
Here's a few. Hierarchy. I don't know that.
No, that one's easy. Hierarchy.
You can, Massachusetts. I don't think that's
that one's hard to spell.
I know. Entrepreneur.
Okay. No, I disagree.
Worcestershire.
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 Worcestershire sauce. That one's hard for you, apparently.
It is.
Worcestershire.
Yeah. Gyroscope.
Okay.
Genre.
No.
I don't think so.
Genre.
Yeah. Porsche.
No.
Oh.
Porsche.
This one's even worse. It's high up. Schedule.
Schedule. Yeah, schedule. That one's, I guess, I wonder if they're just doing it because there's so many different ways that people do pronounce it. Like some people say schedule.
Yeah, some places.
Yeah.
I'll check my schedule.
Genre, you know, genre. Genre. Porsche.
Porsche. What's the most mispronounced word? The highest one, according to a Google search?
Onomatopoeia.
That's a good one. Croissant.
Okay. That one's hard because it's you're going to hear it two different ways. You'll hear it the French way where they get the back of their mouth, they go croissant like that, and then you'll get the English way where it's just croissant, you know.
I like the way you said that the first time. Say that again.
Croissant. That's how they say it in France. It's a French food.
All right. Hey, imagine, so you're on a plane, James, 3-hour flight.
Mm-hmm.
Your carry-on stored, your earbuds are in, you're about ready to open up a peanut butter granola bar when someone announces over the intercom that a passenger with a peanut allergy has asked that all passengers keep their nutty snack put away. Scenario. Guy was getting on a plane.
Yeah.
Severe nut allergy. Filmed himself asking an EasyJet flight attendant to make an announcement requesting passengers avoid eating peanuts, nuts during the flight. Explained that his allergy can be triggered by nut particles in the air. That's how severe his condition is.
Okay.
Backlash.
Is that a thing that I don't even know. I guess that's
a backlash from a lot of viewers who criticized him for imposing restrictions on other passengers.
No. See, in that scenario, you're in an airplane. You're on an airplane. If somebody has a severe allergy like that, you're...
Yeah, if somebody gets on the intercom and says, hey, we have a passenger, severe peanut allergy. We ask that you don't open your peanuts. I'm going to go, not a problem, man.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If you do it while you're in the air and you end up opening a peanut packet because you don't want to listen to the guy, guess what? He has an outbreak. Guess what? You're landing a lot earlier than you would have wanted.
Well, and that's what somebody said in some of the comments. Somebody said, you know, I'd rather put my peanut snack away and get to my destination rather than, you know, have to land. Emergency landing. Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. Hey, guys, we can hold off on the peanuts for 3 hours. All right. Let's just set them to the side. However, if I'm getting on and I already opened,
that's another thing too.
I already opened up my peanut butter bar. I'm just wolfing it down. Like you won't even know it was there by the time anybody walks by. I collected all the peanut particles in the air while I was doing it and wolfed them down.
All right. Like most college and pro sports, James baseball has data on pretty much everything, like the curveball, which is less in favor today than it was a few years ago.
Yeah.
In Major League Baseball, just 8.1% of pitches were thrown in a style last year, down from 10.7% in 2019. So that translates into 22,000 plus fewer curveballs thrown.
It's all horizontal movement. Sweepers and sliders now.
Why is that, because of your arm?
No, I just think the curveballs work a lot better for the hitter when it comes to the plane of their swing. So if you're swinging up and you make contact with a curveball that's going down, you have a much better chance of making solid contact with that. Whereas if it's moving horizontally, you have a much smaller chance of making decent contact with it. So that's why people throw a lot more sliders than they used to. They're also harder to read out of the hand, and then sweepers as well, which is kind of like a mix of curveball and a slider.
All right. That's a lot of baseball data, James.
Yeah,
Thanks. I mean,
we could get into the real data if you
I know.
Baseball got a lot of...
We got other things to talk about. Hey, a British Indian man celebrated as the world's oldest marathon runner. He passed away at the age of 114, not from running. Somebody hit him with a vehicle.
Oh, I heard
about Local this. Authorities reported that he was crossing the road when it happened, and he later succumbed to his injuries at the hospital. The Fuja Sin's legacy is nothing short of extraordinary. He began running at the age of 89 and completed 9 full marathons in the last 13 years. His running club announced an upcoming event to honor him. He was sickly most of his life. Then finally engaged in sports later in life, and then was unfortunately hit by a vehicle. But man,
that's awful.
Start running when you're 89.
You're never too old, James. I was
gonna
say it feels like when we ever hear stories of like people that have lived a long time. It feels like it always involves running of some sort. Like, that's how they've been able to keep up their stature and whatnot.
Check this out. 62-year-old man from Paris called emergency services after realizing he'd accidentally left his wife behind at the gas station.
Whoops.
Oops. The mix-up was during a family road trip last week that included their daughter. The man made several stops for fuel and refreshments during the journey, but wasn't until he had driven 185 miles that he discovered his wife was missing.
185 miles.
That's like driving from here to Douglas.
Yeah, that's like
before you realized. Oh, I don't think she's here.
Where was she? Does it say where she was sitting throughout the road trip? How do you forget that?
The couple's 22-year-old daughter was in the car during the entire time, but was asleep, of course.
Yeah,
and unable to pinpoint where mom was. Police tracked the woman's phone to the service station where she'd been waiting patiently for her husband to return.
Okay.
Wow. You drove 185 miles and didn't realize she was
You
want to
know,
there?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm going to say something here. If you drive 185 miles and you realize you forgot something, yes, it's your wife, but I'd also probably be calling the emergency because I don't want to turn around driving undo 200 miles.
So you don't want to turn around and go the other 185 miles to go pick her
way.
Up?
That's why you call it. You call emergency services and be like, yo, can you guys meet me here? Like,
James,
I don't want to come all the way back.
Can you guys bring her halfway? Because I don't want to turn around and drive all the way back.
You just wasted 2 hours.
James.
It is your fault, granted.
Oh, my.
But you got to be like, yeah, look, I'll pay you guys. I mean, somebody help me out here, please. 200 miles is a long way. All right. I would expect the same thing from somebody that forgot me.
Did somebody bring her to me?
I would expect the same thing if I was left at a gas station too. Look, you should not turn around. You're 200 miles down that direction.
James,
don't turn around.
James,
sorry.
I can't believe you said that. You're not helping yourself being single.
I mean, that's 2 hours, Bob. Here's the thing: I'll never be in that situation because I would not forget that. I would not forget my wife.
All right, man. All right, James. James got Swap Shop, 8 o'clock hour.
It turns out there is a mountain high enough.
There
it's 200 miles.
It's 200 miles. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock, Fox News on the way.